2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab for just $59.99. Or well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR financing up to 72 months. Attention current Chevy owners. Get a new 2024 Chevy Equinox and get up to $2,800 off MSRP. Or get $1,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Trailblazer. Come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
KVU News Time 8:29, Newsmaker 2 time here today. Jill Burton joining us, Hettlinger Developmental Services Director, talking about a couple of different things when it comes to client matters here this morning.
Jill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. How are things going in the office today?
Well, it is great here at Hettlinger, like always, and I wanted to say how appropriate our conversation is this morning. March is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and while we always love talking to you, we especially love talking to you in March when you can help us bring awareness to the people that we serve and the mission of our organization. So we really appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. I know one of the things that you did want to talk about is employment services, but I kind of wanted to maybe back up even from that and just kind of serve as a reminder here to our community about the mission that Hettlinger Developmental Services actually provides here for one big sector of our community and also for really the community as a whole.
Yeah, so our mission, the heart of who we are, is to serve adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and we do that by making sure that they are as fully integrated into this great community as they can be. We are also what's called the Community Developmental Disability Organization, or the CDDO. And so kind of another big part of our mission is making sure that families are aware of a waiting list that the state of Kansas has. And so if a parent has a child with an intellectual or developmental disability, they might not be thinking of adult services, but there is currently a 10-year waiting list to receive funding for adult services. And so what we really want to do is bring awareness to this waiting list and let parents know if you have a child with an IDD, to give us a call, and this is if you are in Lyon, Chase, Morris, or Waubonsie County, to give us a call. We'll double-check to make sure you're on that waiting list. And if you're not on that waiting list, we can help you get on that waiting list. And that way, when your child ages out of public school, either at 18 or 21, there will be this kind of seamless transition of services, and they can go right into adult services, and they won't have to wait 10 years to receive support like Hettlinger provides.
10-year waiting list. Why is that so long, Jill?
Well, it's funding, right? It's state funding. It's Medicaid funding. So it's something that we are advocating for on a state level. It's something that the governor is well aware of and is working to bring down. Really the best thing that families can do is, if your child is 10 years old, 11 years old, let's double check and let's make sure that that you have this piece of the puzzle filled out. That way, 10 years down the road, again, those transition services just kind of happen.
Thinking of 10 years, do things get lost in the shuffle? That is a long time for names to be out there, Jill. I mean, is it something, obviously, the names that are submitted through you have to be, you keep on top of that?
We do. We have a great CDDO director here, and so they don't get lost in the shuffle once they're on that waiting list. We meet with those families yearly to kind of make any updates that we need to do. We send out letters reminding them. So once you're on that list, your name won't get lost in the shuffle. But the hard part for us is making sure families of young children are thinking of adult services. It's a tough thing because we as parents juggle a multitude of things. And, I'm not thinking about what my kids are going to be doing in 10 years right now. And so that's just one more thing for these families who are already juggling so many things and have so many barriers in front of them.
It kind of brings up the question as to how, those that need Hettlinger services can apply and then get in on you know, kind of get on the rolls here for Hettlinger, just in general terms, let alone now having to worry about the, you know, kind of transitioning from juvenile to adult and that 10-year wait.
Yeah, so if an adult is on the waiting list, we do have scholarships available for kind of reduced cost, private pay. So, you know, supports are pretty expensive, but we have a great community here that has helped us raise some money and a great board who has dedicated is dedicated to kind of bridging that gap. And so if a family, if you or have a family member that is on the state waiting list and you're like, man, I could use a couple days of respite, or I want to make sure that the, you know, that my family member that I love has different support and different experiences and community integration, reach out to us here at Hettlinger. We have, again, a reduced cost. We have scholarship programs available that we can help families have, you know, 1 or 2 days a week of respite and have that person come and enjoy some of the programs that we offer here.
Jill Burton, Hettlinger Developmental Services Director, with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment on this Monday morning. Right now, sunny and 63 degrees on our way to 73. So how many clients right now at Hettlinger, Jill?
We are nearing 100 clients, and that is both here, you know, that we see kind of day in and day out, and then we serve people that don't ever step foot in our building even. You know, a big part of our program is that community engagement, and one piece of that is community-based employment. And so we're serving probably about 20 people now that have a community-based job or volunteer opportunity. We have job coaches here that will work individually, one-on-one with people, kind of figuring out what their goals are, what their interests are, and then what their barriers are. And we help kind of reduce those barriers and find job placements in the community.
Speaking of that, talk a little bit about the community partners that you do have here, where Hettlinger clients can go and get that really valuable experience for them.
Well, there are quite a few of them. Kind of one fun recent story, you know, we built a greenhouse about a year ago and developed a horticultural therapy program. And we had one person that we've been serving for a number of years who hasn't had a community-based job or volunteer opportunity in the past. And he has been really enjoying the work in the greenhouse. And, you know, kind of over the course of the last year, he expressed that he wanted to help, he wanted to learn how to identify plants. And so our horticultural therapist worked one-on-one with him to, you know, kind of expand his knowledge there. And then in one of his goal-setting meetings, he talked about he'd like to be able to do this in a community-based setting. And so he's been working with some of our job coaches, and just this week, I think I saw on my calendar that he's going to be starting a volunteer position at Waters here in Emporia, and is going to be getting some of their spring plants ready to be sold. And so, you know, it's a couple hours a week, but this is, you know, something that helps our community and helps the person that we serve, helps him reach his goal and helps him socialize. And so it's a pretty fun kind of full circle moment for us in this last year with the opening of our greenhouse.
Great story there. That's a great story.
Yeah.
You mentioned the greenhouse. How's that going? Obviously, this would indicate things are moving in the right direction, but do you have a lot of participants out there? And how's that greenhouse looking?
It's beautiful. We do have a lot of participants out there. It's full. We're, you know, obviously have already started plants indoors, started seeds that will move to our outdoor beds. Kind of another fun story, we are working with some of the people at Presbyterian Manor. They have a garden club there. They just got a grant and are going to do some outdoor beds. And so they reached out to us to see if we would start some of their plants in our greenhouse. And so here later in the spring, they're going to come over with us in our greenhouse, start some of their plants, and then we'll raise them until they're ready to be transplanted. And later in the spring, we'll go over there and help them put them in the ground. And so, again, you know, what the mission of that greenhouse was set out to do is build community and build opportunities, and it's doing that every single day.
You know, one of the things here, Jill, that I know that the Lyon County Commission had just talked about, and I think they went ahead and passed here either last week or the week before, was a letter of support for was it the Kansas Department of Commerce and certain tax credits. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that particular side of things.
Sure. We're still in the application process for that. You know, one of the things that we do here, we want to make sure that we are using our resources in the best possible way. And community service tax credits, it's a program through the state of Kansas where, you know, if we're awarded them, and we won't know until later in July if we've been awarded, that we can, they can help us raise some money. It helps us raise money to do different capital projects. And so one of the projects that we're looking at is making our building more efficient. And while it's not as flashy as a brand new greenhouse, you know, if we installed solar panels or put new insulation or upgraded our lighting to LED lighting, that helps us reduce our overhead cost, which in turn allows us to kind of refunnel, you know, those savings back into our mission-based work. And so while it might not be as flashy as a greenhouse, you know, we appreciate the County Commission's letter of support for that. And we're still working on that application and won't know until, you know, later in July if we do receive those tax credits.
Understood. Well, Jill, anything else that you wanted to bring up either about, you know, the kind of the employment services that you provide, some of the job opportunities that are available here for your clients, or maybe some other upcoming fundraisers that you've got planned?
Yeah, you know, one thing I think that many employers aren't aware of, there is a program through the state of Kansas called the Kansas Targeted Employment Act. And what that essentially does, if you hire a person with an intellectual or developmental disability, there's a benefit to your company, to your business. You could, you know, kind of fill out this form and get a credit. So 50% of that person's wages would be paid through the state of Kansas. And that's something that, you know, when our job coaches reach out to different businesses, they explain that to them, help them fill out that paperwork. And so, you know, a business who does employ an adult with intellectual or developmental disabilities can have some of their wages paid for by the state of Kansas.
Sounds good.
Always great to talk to you. Keep up the great work. Sounds like things are going well at Hentlinger.
They are going well. It's a good place to be, I tell you.
All right. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jill.
You too. Bye now.
Yeah, Jill Burton, who is the Hentlinger Developmental Services Director, does a great job out there.
Yeah.
And the greenhouse, awesome.
Boy, yeah. And to see the work of Hentlinger Developmental Services, again, at 707 South Commercial.